Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Joined now by Vanderbilt basketball coach Bryce Drew. Bryce, what's up? How are you, man?
Man, you guys are good, true friends, let me tell you. Still want to talk to me. Man, you guys, I hold the highest regards right now.
Hey, you're a good dude. We don't drop off just because we're process people, Bryce.
I like that. I like, you know, 94 straight months as a head coach. People think you're a good coach, and then all of a sudden, you know, you lose a couple games over a couple months. So 94 out of 96, I'll take, you know?
Oh, man. I honestly can't imagine how difficult the meeting rooms are as we go through the schedule. Here's the thing. I believe that it's going to happen against Arkansas at home. Can I tell you that?
I like that. I like that. And so do we. You know, we've had that feeling for a while, and it just seems like we kind of create new ways that we don't follow through at the end with them. So hopefully this one, you know, hopefully we are saving our absolute best for this last home game.
Arkansas coming up on Wednesday over at Memorial Gym. Go check them out. And I've said this repeatedly this year. One of my favorite guys to watch this season, unfortunately for you, is Gafford from Arkansas. How special is that kid, man?
You know, he was a lottery pick last year, decided to come back to school. And he's a game changer. I mean, he just changes the game, not only on offense, but on defense. He's so big around the rim. And I think he's maybe one of the most undervalued guys in the whole country. I don't think people know how good he is unless you really watch him like you have or you play against him.
So what can you do with him?
Yeah, you know, when he has that much length and athleticism, you know, obviously you try to limit his touches the best that you can. You know, you got to keep him off the offensive glass. And, you know, he's a 50-some percent free throw shooter. He was 58 last time, and I think he hit like 10 out of 12 against us. And so it goes how the percents go. You know, if he's making free throws like that, he'll be really tough on offense to defend.
Averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds a game, Daniel Gafford for Arkansas. Watching them quite a bit this year, they do run through stretches, I'm sure you've seen, where they choose not to deliver the ball down low for whatever reason. So maybe you've got that going for you with him.
Well, yeah, hopefully the mailmen on the perimeter are going to miss the post a lot. because when he gets it down there, he is a load. And he's really developed, you know. He's gotten a lot bigger and stronger, you know, from freshman to sophomore year. You know, he was more of a dunker. Now, you know, he's making nice post moves, and he's so long, you know, with our size right now. You know, he's the first game just shooting right over the top of us.
It's interesting with them. They lost six in a row, but the sixth loss was Kentucky, and really, man, they could have beaten Kentucky. Then they beat Ole Miss in their next game. So for a team that's won one out of its last seven, they might actually have a little confidence right now.
Yeah, you know, I think we're the prime example. You know, you look at us, them, other people have gone through, you know, some stretches where you don't win. And I mean, there is such a fine line. It is so close to winning and losing these games. And the teams are really good. And so, you know, hopefully when it gets down to, you know, that fine line, you know, hopefully we're on the high end of it. But, you know, that Kentucky game, they led and dominated most of that game.
I saw this quote. Adam Sparks had put this out after the A&M game. This is what you said. We're looking at ways to make our team better in the future. Hopefully in the next few years, you're going to see these names, and it's going to be a different story. This team's never stopped playing hard. They're in it. Like you said, they seem to, unfortunately, your guys seem to have made some wrong turns at the end of games, but they're in every game, never stopped hustling. They've never quit. And I would imagine these are the kind of lessons, Bryce, that a bunch of really young guys could carry towards turning things around later in their careers.
You know, these are definitely lessons that you never, ever, ever want to go through. But, you know, it has really taught a lot about character about guys. You know, we got some young guys now that will have a different motivation in off-season workouts. We'll have a different motivation, you know, for any game that we play. And I think when adversity does hit in the future, because it's always going to hit, you know, I think they're going to have a totally different perspective to want to get out of it, you know, very quickly. And so, you know, you look at our younger guys, Saban Lee, Aaron Neesmith, you know, Simi Chatou, you know, even like, you know, Yanni Wessel's playing his first year Division One, like, you know, our off-season workouts, and I can't wait for our freshmen to get here because these guys are going to put them in line day one, and that's something that you need as you establish your program.
Is the streak something that comes up with the guys? Is it something you guys talk about, let's break it, let's get out of this, or is it just kind of becoming more of an unspoken thing and everybody knows it's out there?
You know, it's been a little bit of both, and, you know, it's obviously nothing that you want to, you know, brag about. You don't take pride in it. You know, I kind of look at, you know, my career, and there's a lot of great, you know, first times that I take great pride in. And, you know, this is obviously a big scar right now with this streak, and it's something that we want to get rid of. But it's also something that all we can do is just keep working the hardest that we can and stay looking forward. And, you know, every game we're losing, you know, in my mind, it's just making that turnaround going to be that much greater, you know, when we do turn this thing around.
Well, Bryce, you have a new athletic director right now, Malcolm Turner, who, you know, from the outside, he comes from NBA, so everybody says, oh, okay, he's a basketball guy. How much time have you spent with him, or what kind of conversations have you had with him?
Yeah, Malcolm did an incredible job with the G League, you know, with all he did there. And, you know, I don't have any doubt in my mind he's going to do a tremendous job, you know, at Vanderbilt. I'm really excited to work with him, especially with him coming from the G League and really building that thing and being part of that building process. And so, you know, we've had some really good conversations, and, you know, he's going to have a wealth of knowledge that hopefully he's going to be able to share, and we're going to be able to, you know, build this thing, you know, kind of how he's built that G League up, and just really looking forward to those times.
What kind of resource is he for you? I mean, is it like a, you know, do you call him? Is he a guy that you seek out? Does he seek you out? You know, he's the new boss, and you know, you're one of his employees as a coach. How much do you talk to that guy?
Yeah, you know, his history, he's done a great job, you know, developing coaches, you know, again, developing the whole G League pretty much. And so, you know, as we talk and have more conversations, like, you know, I want his knowledge, I want his wisdom, you know, I want his handprint, you know, on our program, and, you know, really want a partner that we can, you know, do things together. So I know he's getting a feel for our team, getting a feel for our program, and, you know, really looking forward to, you know, having back and forth and a lot of feedback on how we get this thing ignited.
Bryce, how good is the SEC, man? Some of these projections have 8 teams going in the NCAA tournament.
It's an incredible league. And again, I'm firmly convinced if we're any other league in the country, you know, we have wins at this point. And, you know, you look at the rim protection that it has, you look at, you know, some of the experience that's in the league. You know, I think, you know, top to bottom, again, I think it's best it's ever been, you know, top to bottom when you look at it. And, you know, it's just really, really good. And that's a great compliment to the whole league, all the coaches, all the ADs and everyone. And it's something that, you know, we're aspiring to catch up with everyone else.
It's even a better league than you got your job in, right?
Oh, my goodness. There are 3 teams that made the tournament, and it should only have been 2 teams, actually, that year. I mean, yeah. To be honest. And now you're looking at 8. But even you take 9 and 10 in our league, I mean, they could possibly win a game in the NCAA tournament as you go down. And so it is no old SEC. This is a totally new league, you know, moving forward. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've had some setbacks, and this is the worst year probably in the history to have some setbacks and lose some close games, you know, that we've lost.
All right, Arkansas Wednesday. Go get it, brother.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Bryce Drew, Vanderbilt basketball coach, 7:30 over at Memorial Gym Wednesday against the Hogs. That's another game they could have won down the stretch. Had the lead. They got it into Gafford twice. He kicked it for a 3 that won it.
Yeah.
Ugh, tough. Vanderbilt's got Arkansas this week and then at LSU to wrap it up. And then the SEC tournament here in Nashville.
Which you never know.
Never know. That's right, Babs.
I said you never know. Look at Georgia from 2008, but then I also said, man, this is a completely different SEC and conference than like it was back in 2008.
Well, different than 3 years ago when he got his job.
Right.
Well, not even close.
Back then, Georgia could do that. Georgia could run through the teams. I'm not sure I'm not sure you could do that nowadays when it comes to this conference.
In those days, it was just, well, can you find a way to beat Kentucky?
Yeah, right.
You'll be fine.
Yep.